1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris, apologizing for the delay in funding recently and announcing more money will be going to the fight against Russia.
I've announced six packages of significant funding. Today I'm also signing an additional package for $225 million to help you reconstruct the electric grid.
The leaders there marking 80 years since D-Day this week. Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress on July 24th, House Speaker Mike Johnson announced last night. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 40 people were killed in that IDF airstrike on a UN school-turned shelter in central Gaza this week. Israel insists it was a Hamas compound. The Labor Department out with May jobs numbers. It's a very strong report. They thought that employers would add 190,000 jobs in May. Instead, the number more like 272,000. Dow futures have dropped on that news, down 143. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Attempts to recall Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have likely come up short a second time. WisPolitics reports the petitions were analyzed and thousands of signatures were found to be invalid for a number of reasons. Some signatures are from outside Voss's district, others are duplicates, and some were signed after the deadline. Efforts are underway to motivate young people in rural Wisconsin to vote. Organizer Emma Frederick says rural college students from western Wisconsin say they often feel overlooked.
They note that this is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
A recent study shows 63% of rural young people are infrequent or uncommitted voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A man was shot and killed on Willie Street early this morning. Madison police say it happened in the 2700 block at about 1:30 a.m. So far, they don't have a suspect in custody, but they don't believe there's any threat to the public. This weekend, Middleton is hosting its first Pride. It's organized and run by volunteers in partnership with the city's Community Development Authority. There will be live music, face painting, drag queen story hour, and of course, LGBTQ plus advocacy groups. Jennifer Cole is one of the organizers.
As people have learned and heard about the event, the showing of support has been tremendous. So lots of amazing folks raising their hands to volunteer. This is largely a volunteer-led effort. It's great.
Middleton Pride is designed to be family-friendly. Everybody is welcome. It's Saturday in downtown Middleton, Stonehorse Green, from noon to 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught. You know, it's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground ball. You know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games, I believe 98% of them, we've been in there till the last pitch.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will back off by later this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. A shower or two after midnight. Our low, 56. Tomorrow, Scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman, who will talk about a big racing event here in Wisconsin. And Terry Barr joins us for a Friday night chat and some new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
History tells us freedom is not free. If you want to know the price of freedom, come here to Normandy. Come to Normandy and look. Go to the other cemeteries in Europe where our fallen heroes rest. Go back home to Arlington Cemetery. Tomorrow, I will pay respects at Point de Hoc. Go there as well and remember, the price of unchecked charity is the blood of the young and the brave.
He seemed quite sharp. Yeah. Even Fox News said that was a fantastic three-day speech. Mm-hmm. He also looked quite... good on his bike this
spry
weekend. But I'm the Washington, I'm told by the who's it, Washington,
Wall Street Journal
mm-hmm. Yep. That he is
old. Feeble.
Yes, it is shocking news that they've done, what is it, 11 billion stories. Biden's old. Yep. Look at this new polling we have. People think that Biden is old. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I don't know if this is a love or hate letter, Chris, but it's about you.
About me? What did I do?
Julie in Seattle. Stephanie Miller Show, Things a Person Can Never Unhear. Dear Ms. Miller, by my calculation, it has been 15 hours since I heard Chris claim that doctors say to their patients, scrub your crack. Setting aside what has actually happened to anyone besides Chris, I just want you to know I'm still thinking about it. How long until someone claims that they were at the OBGYN or proctologist and their doctor said, scrub your crack, and they said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan?
It's going to happen.
Signed, a person whose personal freshness has never come into contention at a doctor's appointment. I also call bull that. I don't think your doctor said, scrub your crack, but okay. Here's the thing. Have you noticed?
We'll never know.
Have you noticed it's quite possible that Glenn Kirshner is hanging around with us sexy liberals too much?
Probably.
He is like Glenn Shecky Kirshner now. Mm-hmm. He tweeted, so Peter Green Bay Sweep Navarro is in prison. Steve, three shirts to the wind, Bannon.
Yep.
That's funny.
Three shirts to the wind, yeah.
Reports to prison on 7-1, and Donald, day one dictator, will be sentenced to prison, in my opinion, on 7-11. Could accountability be trending? Let's get our justice on with the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up.
Also, Alex Jones is having to liquidate.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Oh, my God. Everything must go.
And yeah.
He was crying.
He was crying very much.
He
cries a lot.
I almost got the audio, cries. But it was just, you couldn't understand him.
Bankruptcy stepped on my tail.
The little snowflake cries all the time.
He's a big whiny.
Not out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm. He's whiny.
Why are they such whiny, cryy, bitchy little snowflakes? I don't understand.
He cries more than you do.
Right?
Cried like I did yesterday after the incident.
Oh.
Were you going to bring us all down now?
No.
It's Friday.
No.
She just took the yay out of Fry Yay.
I know. That was just Fry
Yay. She's like a Disney princess. She's like the kindest, gentlest soul, as everyone knows. And you know, she's the one that
takes the centipedes and stuff outside.
Right. Which so they can crawl back in again.
Yes.
And terrorize you again.
And spiders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She just like, okay. But yesterday
there was an incident and it was very sad and I wept more than Alex Jones ever
you
does.
You accidentally ran over a baby raccoon with your car.
Yes.
Oh dear. I'm sorry. All right.
But the mother?
The mother took care of her.
The mother took care of the baby.
Okay. You know what?
I'm sorry.
I feel like there are many signs that it could be the end of the world as we know it. We don't have to worry about Election Day or anything else. Everything that we joke about on this show eventually happens.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I thought this only happened in the 70s. Woman sinks in quicksand.
In a split second
on a main beach in a rare natural phenomenon.
Usually it's a slow sink. She sunk in a split second?
It is not the 70s. It is not a 70s movie. And somebody... Can the tarantulas be far behind? Is someone in the Bermuda Triangle right now? You know, just saying.
The writers for the $6 million Man and the Bionic Woman used the quicksand trope a lot.
Yes, they did.
They really did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now it's happened. It could happen, as our friend Judy used to say, and now it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So quicksand is
fast.
Oh,
and also, how many... Okay, you can stop sending me the story. We already have it for Frangela. Dear God, hang on.
The spider story?
Yes!
Yeah.
I mean... Between that and the quicksand story, maybe it's... Yes, the Northeast U.S. is bracing for an invasion of giant venomous spiders with half-inch long legs that can parachute through the air. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like we've heard that story before? Do
uh-huh.
they keep that?
But
parachuting spiders.
But then, it doesn't happen.
But weren't they in Australia before and now they're here?
I don't know.
Well, everything in Australia tries to kill you.
Right. Yes. Right. My friend Wanda lives there. And
right.
Every time she sends me pictures, I'm like, you're like live in Jumanji.
Yeah.
And she was like, yes. So I'm like, what the actual is that thing you just took a picture of?
Even the koalas will scratch your eyes out.
Oh, koalas are not nice.
No.
Yeah, she's done like video
and
footage
smell.
And just the sounds like right from her house. I was like, what the? I would never leave the house. I was like, what is that? What is that sound?
It's a kookaburra.
Yeah, I'm like Wayne Knight in Jurassic Park. I'm like, what's this out here? No!
And then
he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, venom gets spit in your face.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah, something spits venom in your face. That's what happens there. Speaking of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Yes. I don't... Oh, and this, by the way, I'm sorry. Hang on. Hold, please. Dr. Eric... Ding is who we've been following for a long time. Great. There's a new large COVID wave hitting ERs in Hawaii right now.
Yay.
But there's barely any news coverage. It's also hitting the West Coast, California especially.
Whee!
And beginning to spread in certain East Coast cities, too. It's likely the new KP2 variant. Yay! Yay! Giant spiders, quicksand, and a new COVID wave.
Guess I'll have to mask up at that event.
Okay. And Bob tweets, maybe it's just me, but the guy frothing at the mouth about retribution, still possibly sitting on stolen files, doesn't seem ideal. He seems like a less than ideal. Can I just say, I'm going to lose a few pounds, Jody, which is good news. Just if I have to see that video by accident anymore of him foaming at the mouth. It's like if you thought Donald Trump could not get more disgusting, him, like there's, what is it? It's not just spit. It's like white foam is coming out of, and like Bob Seska said, they used that take. It was his video.
Yeah.
Like they're like, yeah, it's fine. That looks good.
That was the best take. Imagine what the bad ones were.
Back in the shed, old yeller. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. I think we mentioned that happy Steve Bannon's going to prison day, everyone.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, that's in July.
July 1st.
Yeah.
What is it? We'll talk to Frangela.
Yeah.
Do white people get to schedule, what is it, around his mani-pedis, which he obviously doesn't get? When is it, just when it's convenient? Why not now?
I know. I don't know.
Ask July Glenn. 1st, is that before you begin summering? Is that okay for you?
Glenn will know.
Okay. Pardon me?
Glenn will know.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. By delaying his turn in so long, Ronald writes, he will now be in prison during the lead up to the election. Ha, ha, effing ha. That's what they're trying to say. Oh, they're trying to take Steve Bannon out during the election. Really? This has been delayed 2 years because of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to prison now.
He could have been out already.
Because they all think they're going to get away with it.
He could have served his time and been out by now.
Oh, my God. They count on the rest of us not knowing anything. Oh, I have corrections.
Uh-oh.
You know, corrections and complaints. Oh, I have a hate letter, too.
Oh, good.
Which is always fun.
It's about me? Usually it's about me.
Oh, no, no. It's largely always about me.
Okay. All right.
Oh, for instance, I didn't push back quickly enough yesterday when Malcolm Nance said there's the FBI is worried about terrorism on both sides because of the pro-Hamas things. And I waited till we finished, and then I said the FBI would say, though, the vast majority are right-wing, as he wrote an entire book about.
Right.
So he was not. But someone said I did not. Yeah, that took too long for you to push back on that. But then then somebody else will say I interrupt. I never let my guests speak. So I'd let Malcolm Nance speak just seconds too long. That was bad.
Your timing is just off.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
That's what it is.
And also, I sometimes get things wrong. Okay, at least I correct myself, okay? Jesus.
I correct myself.
Lots of people fall for stuff. The black lady that's not his probation officer. But it could be. It could happen. I'm just saying I don't know who his probation officer, that particular one, and I corrected it. I misspoke again yesterday. Okay, Bob said, Steph, Jody, and Chris, you've saved my sanity for 2 decades. Well, there's that.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Interrupting, not interrupting soon enough.
Here comes the big butt.
But
I don't have a real story of randomly running into Steph heads, but I thought the subject line would get your attention. You're right. I wanted to clarify a comment on Governor Jackass, a Texas pardon that was made on the show yesterday. The guy didn't kill a black protester. He killed a white guy who was pushing his black partner's wheelchair. I meant to say a Black Lives Matter protester.
Right.
I didn't.
Right.
Okay. The pardon message was worse than it appears. The governor was saying killing blacks isn't where we stop. We even kill whites who stand up for blacks. The Jim Crow South lives on. Love you all. Keep up the fight because the fight continues. Thank you. Bob, yes, I was going to correct that. I misspoke. It was a Black Lives Matter protester. Okay. Would you like to
move
on
one?
To Mark?
The hate letter?
Oh, there's a hate letter.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah. I would read more. I don't get as many as I would like if you could step up your game. Because they're funnier than the love letters.
Oh, boy. Now you've asked for it.
Uh-oh. I would read more. You know my self-esteem. I got more, I'd... Okay. Robert, the subject line is convicted felon.
Question?
With two question marks.
It's criminal.
Let me just correct your punctuation first, Robert. Convicted felon, period. That's not a fact we can argue about.
Right.
He is
he's convicted.
A convicted felon. Okay.
He has yet to be sentenced.
I just want that we all know who we're talking about, even though we don't think
He has yet to be sentenced, but he is convicted.
Uh-oh, Chris. How does this end for us? So I accidentally tuned into your show. Never ends well.
How do people accidentally tune into a show?
We are right next to SiriusXM Patriot.
Our show has stumbled across more than many other shows.
Yeah, that's
weird to me.
That's how people do it. It's kind of easy on SiriusXM.
More people have stubbed their toe on this show than any other radio show.
Yeah.
And what a super, in caps, place for Trump haters to calm their TDS.
Trump derangements.
Yeah, Trump derangements.
Yeah,
and...
All right, yes, you're welcome. Thank you. How many times you had to mention Trump's a convicted felon? Oh, not
because
nearly enough, Robert.
He's a criminal.
Wait, you hear how many times today we say convicted felon just in the first hour with Glenn Kirshner. Hey, Steph, Jesus Christ suffered through two trials and was also a convicted felon.
Oh, God.
Did that make him a bad person?
Oh, Lordy. Oh, man.
It's another Trump is Jesus scenario. Man. Oh, didn't someone... Some Trumpy compared him to the soldiers that died at Normandy because he's, exactly the same in terms of personal sacrifice. And that's what he's going through now because...
I don't know.
You guys are stuffed to the max with hate. No, actually, this is my Love Trump's Hate. This T-shirt I'm wearing, Bob, is the subject of our show. Are you Soros-funded or what?
If only.
We tried.
How many times must I answer this question?
If only.
I am the only liberal show that has asked him directly, can I please have some money? To which he said,
No,
you may not.
Didn't you ask Tom Steyer as well?
You did.
Yes.
You did.
Absolutely
and
did.
He said no.
Another resounding no. After current went off and we had to buy our own equipment for Free Speech TV, I asked Al Gore. What'd he say?
No.
Absolutely not a penny.
And he sold it to the oil interests anyway.
Not that we're bitter about that or anything. It's fun drive time for Free Speech TV. If you'd like to give a big middle finger to all the wealthy billionaires that will not give money to progressive programming.
To noted environmentalist Al Gore, who sold his network to... the oil companies.
I forget. Who was the number one show on that network?
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh,
I think
that's
it was
right.
called Talking Liberally at the time.
Yes, it's
I
believe it.
Oh,
was.
I still
yes.
have some hats.
Oh, I do too. I yes. have
them.
Yeah.
I have hats in the garage. If anyone needs a hat, know, like my earrings are falling off. I'm... Okay, hang on.
Is
I'm
your chiffon
done.
Wet?
So that was a little bit of a sore subject, Bob, or my Soros funded. Don't I wish, boy howdy. Also, DNC shill, because I've never gotten a dime from the DNC.
No, God,
either.
No. So, they won't spend money on this program.
No, are you kidding me? Your whole show is nothing more than a than hate-filled, quote-unquote, opinion. Well, yes, it is
yes.
an opinion show.
It is. Right.
It is the, you know, Stephanie Miller. Show, and I, this, my opinion is what
they
pay,
you.
Pay me for. Not, yes, what George Soros pays me for. And of course, the DNC. I'm kidding! Okay, my opinion... Oh, he's opinion.
Okay.
Oh, where's the Bob show? Where might we listen to the Bob show? On my fillings? My opinion.
Wow. There's some bitterness.
You know, by Friday, I'm
yeah.
bitter
really,
since the third grade.
I really
grade.
Had it. I have been bitter since the third grade. Thank you. My opinion.
By the time I got to the fifth grade, I was very bitter. Very, very bitter. A bitter, bitter person. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we need new equipment. We need a TriCaster.
Oh, yes, we
George
do.
George Soros. Just make the check out. Okay. my opinion is that the corrupt deep state desires to imprison Trump so they can again stage an Epstein-style murder. Why? He's not in your corrupt club. Donald Trump is not in our corrupt.
But he's in Bob's corrupt club.
Yeah, well, guess so. Can't be bought. He can't be bought.
Trump can't be bought?
Right, Chris, right.
When did this start?
When did that exactly?
And can't be silenced. Don't you just hate that?
I know he can't be silenced because he won't shut up.
He won't right. ever shut up. Bob, much like you, this letter, will it ever end? Well, keep the Trump hate spewing feed to your TDS Trump hating audience, Robert. Okay. Oh, my. Well, I didn't go
that.
Too long. Robert did.
You went long with that.
All right, whatever. Okay, Glenn Kirshner's coming up,
yeah.
and of course, Fugelsang and for Angela.
Yeah.
21 minutes after. Thanks for writing, Bob.
Thanks for listening. Write it down.
This portion of the show brought to you by my hero, Dr. Modi.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
It was a little bit embarrassing. I kind of spaz out with celebrities.
You
but
did.
Yeah.
You did.
Dr. Marty's kind of, you know, he's
but,
big.
But he takes it like a champ.
Yeah. I wonder if... Oprah and Martha Stewart acted like nerds with the first time they brought their dogs to him. People come from all over the world. That's why Forbes magazine named him the miracle worker. I'm telling you, I don't know why. It's one of those ideas, like Post-its, that people are like, why didn't I think of that?
Right.
Real food. We think of them as our real children. Why wouldn't we feed them real food? What
right.
the actual F is kibble?
Don't
Who
I...
knows? It's burnt brown, like cooked at high.
Ech.
There's nothing. Meat meal. It's like packing out scraps, sawdust. Well, you don't even know what's in there.
Nope.
Oh, my God. I know what's in Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend because I read the bag. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. Superfoods. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. All of the minerals and vitamins packed right in there. And the flavor, insane. They love it. It has the optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness. And a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And it's so easy for you. Pantry safe. Shelf stable. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures.
Tilly!
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Documenting the apocalypse and making it sound fun. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages like the deluxe Father's Day gift. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't tell them to the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus four free burgers. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad's one of a kind. He deserves this kind of gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place. This Father's Day, show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees plus 4 free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie, and every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, that promo code is Stephanie. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966. Not long after, voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr. Hit it.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Bob, hi. I know you're still listening.
Bob, or he's hate listening.
Let me make a Stephanie Miller Show would like to make a correction, Bob. We hate Donald Trump, as any decent person should. You guys hate everybody else. Don't get them mixed. You hate every women, right?
Gay folks.
Yes, gay folks, black people, Hispanics. You hate everyone else, Muslims, Jews. We only hate Donald Trump, as did I mention every decent human should that believes in decency and morals and values and, you know, not being a... he said that we say convicted felon too much. Donald Trump, who
would he prefer us to say convicted criminal?
I posted a meme yesterday on Threads. I don't know if you saw it. It's a person in a MAGA hat reading a book called Why Donald Trump is Being Prosecuted for Crimes. They open the book. It says, because he committed crimes.
There you go.
The person looks up at the camera and says, it makes no sense.
I only look at your posts where you're not wearing clothes. Steve in Chicago
you're
would
shallow.
Yes. No deep end in this pool. Steve in Chicago would like to point out that Trump is a convicted felon.
Yes.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm an independent business owner who votes both ways. Just happened to stumble across your show.
Yes.
And I want to point out that Bob is correct that you refer to Trump as a convicted felon too often, because whenever you're doing that, you're not mentioning that he's also a rapist.
Right.
Yes. Well, and also I need to have time to wedge in fart jokes. So that's the only time that I pause from calling him a convicted felon. Calling him the C word. He is also a criminal, as David Jolly just said to us. Criminal.
Yes, he's a criminal. That's how I'm referring to him from now on.
Oh, some people will never watch again because David Jolly is part of what caused the Republican Party today. And whenever I say anything nice about Pramila Jayapal, I'm a terrorist. So thank you all for your thoughts.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The number of deer testing positive for chronic wasting disease set a new record over the past year. The Department of Natural Resources says almost 1,600 deer samples turned up positive. That's the most in a one-year period since tracking began in 1999. State lawmakers say they're disappointed by the allegations against the former warden at the Waupun State Prison and eight former employees. They're all charged with felonies linked to two of four inmate deaths in the last year.
This starts at the top. You know, I guess I'm not totally surprised that Secretary Carr resigned. I know in the Senate we had some serious concerns about his leadership.
Senator Howard Markline talking about recently retired Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. If you're looking to go to the beach this weekend, there are a few closures you should know about. Public Health Madison-Dane County tests for bacteria to make sure the water's safe. Right now, the beaches at James Madison Park, Lake Mendota County Park, and Schluter Park are closed. Keep an eye on their website, though. They update it as soon as they get test results showing the water's safe. And part of Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin is reopening this weekend. Hillside Theater was the center of the arts at the Spring Green Architecture School. It's been closed for extensive renovations for 4 years now, but it's finally time to welcome Wisconsin back in again. Emily Butler from the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation.
We want it to be a really vibrant place where the community here in Wisconsin is invited in and they want to attend. We want to be known as the place that there's always something going on at Taliesin.
The grand opening is Saturday, but the theater only seats 100, so tickets are sold out. However, you can watch online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today and still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will back off by later this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. A shower or two after midnight, our low 56 tomorrow. Scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a TGIF edition. We have Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World with a week in review and Brady Ewing taking a look at sports. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
.gov.
reason why the judge needs to have additional folks come in at the oral argument. Now, it is a very common practice. The Supreme Court does it all the time to have parties, outside parties called amicus submitters, right, to file briefs on the court that lay out their views, and the judge can read them and help them in crafting her opinion. But she doesn't need to have this free-for-all open argument where multiple parties, no matter how great their scholarship has been, they don't need to be arguing in court.
About Judge Luce Cannon, one more. Elliot
and this question that they're raising here, this question of was Jack Smith appointed lawfully, it came up in the context of Robert Mueller. Hunter Biden has raised it, and it's lost every single time. So the idea that the question needs to be reopened now and litigated is just sort of silly.
Okay. Do you have anyone, does anyone remember that? What is it? The commercial, our dog's better than your dog. Our dog's better than yours.
Yep.
Our legal analyst is better than all of yours, so everyone else can just shut the up. Okay. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Hi, Glenn Kirshner. Hi.
Good morning, Steph.
I told you that the picture of you and Frank Fugluzzi in Nashville is more than any mortal woman can withstand. And it was unfortunate timing that I am completely straight to begin Gay Pride Month. But anyway, hello.
How are you?
Just fine. So what more can be said about Judge Cannon? You heard what we just played. I mean, there's just story, you know, the headlines. Not normal at all. Analyst Barry Eileen Cannon's latest maneuver. This one, Judge Cannon is uniquely prone to being exploited. Lawyers who have appeared before her say a bunch of anonymous lawyers have talked about. It's hard to say how much is incompetence and how much is corruption, or if it's equal parts. Glenn, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, when do we reach critical mass, and when does Jack Smith file a motion to get the ball rolling on, you know, litigating the issue of whether her impartiality might reasonably be questioned, which is the federal standard requiring that she remove herself from the case? You know, Steph, what I hope we never have to suffer is looking in our rearview mirror with Judge Cannon having dismissed the case mid-trial with prejudice so that it can't be appealed, which it feels like she's trying to set up. We're all going to be saying, why in the world wasn't there litigation over whether she should be disqualified from the case? Because she should. I'm not saying it's 100% of a winning motion, but I am saying you have to litigate the motion if we are ever to have any confidence in the outcome of the case.
So, once again, just us lay people go, can she do that? Just dismiss the entire case, which, as every legal analyst has said, is so strong. It's documents, right? I mean, stuff is on tape. How does that happen? How does it happen that she's able to dismiss it? On what grounds?
She can basically direct a verdict of not guilty. After the government presents all of its evidence and the government rests its case, and then it shifts over to the defense to present a case if they choose to. A defendant never has to present any evidence. There is what's called a motion for a judgment of acquittal in that little in-between time. And that is an opportunity for a judge to say, you know what? I don't think the prosecutors presented enough evidence to convince reasonable jurors beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant is guilty. So I am hereby granting the motion for a judgment of acquittal and dismissing the case, and you can't appeal that.
Yeah.
So she could orchestrate a nefarious dismissal of these charges. And as you say, she's clearly incompetent.
Yeah.
She might also be compromised. It feels like a combination of those two things. And the only way to kind of get at the nub of it is to litigate the issue.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's terrifying. Tedious, indecisive, overwhelmed by the process are just some of the ways attorneys who've appeared before her describe her. They pointed to her isolation in Fort Pierce. She has little practical courtroom experience before Trump handed her a lifetime appointment. I mean, it's but then the Supreme Court, let's talk about that. That seems deliberate and corrupt, mm-hmm. that there's still no ruling this week on immunity. What do you think is happening there? It seems so obvious that they're deliberately delaying for him.
Yeah, and so this is corruption on the part of Justice Alito and Justice Thomas. And interestingly, that language I just quoted from the federal law, the federal law says if a Supreme Court justice or a federal judge or a federal magistrate judge, which is one tick below a regular federal court judge, if their impartiality might reasonably be questioned, they must disqualify themselves. And so I maintain that both Justice Alito and Justice Thomas are in violation of that federal law requiring them to remove themselves from the J6 cases. Of course, they won't. And I guess it's good to be the Supreme Court because there's nobody over the top of them, and they're not amenable to policing themselves with any code of ethics that are mandatory. So we are in deep, deep trouble. But you know what? That's why we have impeachment inquiries.
Yeah.
These matters have to be investigated. We can't just continue to turn a blind eye and hope things are going to get better. I understand the challenges with the House remaining in Republican control, at least until November, but you have to have impeachment inquiries to investigate this misconduct by Supreme Court justices.
Many people have commented that you may, in fact, be spending too much time with sexy liberals because you are doing, we call you Glenn Shecky Kirshner now. You do a number of skits. You tweeted, does it qualify as irony that Justice Samuel Alito doesn't seem to have autonomy over his own flagpole? Glenn Kirshner, I see you. That is a D joke. Wait. You did give a shout out to John Fugelsang.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, I stole that from Fugelsang, and I always try to give attribution.
Excuse me. I mean, but you did as a skit last Friday, Trump giving his acceptance speech through prison glass.
Yep.
And what on cue last week? The head of the RNC, the story came out, is planning just in case that he gives his speech from prison to accept the nominee. I can't even believe where we are, Glenn, in this country. So you have said, as many analysts have said, in assessing an appropriate sentence, judges try to determine if a convicted defendant accepts responsibility for their crimes. Trump won't. It's time to apply the sentencing principles of specific and general deterrence and sentence Trump to prison for his 34 felonies, not to mention the 10 gag order violations, right?
Yeah, he's going to get a prison term. And we'll talk in a minute about whether that prison term will be stayed, in other words, paused while he appeals or not. But here's the thing, Steph. Hundreds of times at sentencing hearings, I argued, you know, Your Honor, acceptance of responsibility is the first step on the road to rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And if a defendant refuses to take that first step, then his rehabilitative prospects are very low, and that should increase his prison term. This is not rocket science.
Yeah.
This is human nature and the principles of sentencing. I believe Judge Merchan will impose a period of incarceration. What I don't know is if he will stay it pending appeal or not. I hope the hell he doesn't, because without punishment, everything we have just suffered through, the entire run-up to the trial, all of Donald Trump's violence-inducing rhetoric and posts, and a verdict, a guilty verdict, it will all be for naught if he is not punished by having to spend some time in prison.
Yep, and sentencing is on 7-Eleven, and then I, if the judge also rules we all get orange Slurpees, I'm going to be, see, my skit will have come true. Okay, but you make a, there's a story I know as a prosecutor you have got to talk about. Jury denialism. Journalist identifies a new front in the GOP's war on the rule of law. As you said, remember when some Republicans were celebrating the fact that a gentleman designated juror number two had made it onto Trump's jury after saying he got his news, quote unquote, from Truth Social? Matt Gaetz even posted LFG, meaning let's effing go, juror number two, exclamation point. You said, I say thank you, juror number two, for taking your jury oaths seriously.
Yeah.
But this is now what they're left with. Not only these ridiculous threats to defund the entire state of New York or the entire Justice Department, but the jury's at fault, right? This is the main line of attack is the jurors had it out for Trump from the start because they come from a Democratic leading city. As Chris always says, then don't do your crime.
Right.
Where wherever you're being prosecuted. Trump's lawyers vetted prospective jurors, weeding out those whose social media posts exposed them as Trump haters. One of the seated jurors says he watched Fox News. Another said he followed Truth on Trump on Truth Social. A third said she liked religious podcasts. One said he disagreed with some of Trump's policies but agreed with others. Another said she appreciated that President Trump speaks his mind. The most common pattern among the jurors was a lack of strong feelings about politics. Mm-hmm. But here they go, dismissing the entire 12 jurors because it took place in New York City.
The Republicans are the pro-crime party, and they're the anti-rule of law party, the anti-accountability, anti-criminal justice system, and as you say, anti-jury. Donald Trump's lawyers picked this jury. They were fully involved and engaged in jury selection. They struck the people they believed couldn't be fair. They exercised what are called their peremptory strikes. They got to strike 10 more people for no reason at all because they didn't like them. So they selected this jury.
Yeah.
So you know what? Yeah. You have to live with the results of the jury you selected. And it made me, you know, pretty angry when you see a guy like Matt Gaetz who is encouraging a juror to disregard their own. Yeah. Oh, you get some news from Truth Social. LFG, juror number two, let's go, acquit Donald Trump. I mean, again, this is all lawless insanity.
You retweeted the headline, Jim Jordan proposes defunding Trump prosecutors. You said obstructing justice has become Jordan's full-time job. He yammers about the DOJ being weaponized against Republicans as the DOJ busily prosecutes Democrat Bob Menendez, Democrat Henry Cuellar, and Hunter Biden, son of a sitting Democratic president. Jordan operates in a fact-free environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people can bring that up and they just, whoop, you know, it doesn't fit their narrative, right?
Yeah, Steph, Jim Jordan's weaponization of the Department of Justice against Republicans, right, his snipe hunt that he's on. Boy, I'll tell you, DOJ is not really doing a good job of weaponizing against Republicans. They're prosecuting Democrat after Democrat after Democrat. Of course, the Republicans don't complain about any of those being witch hunts. But, you know, when I say Jordan's full-time job is obstruction, let's face it, Jim Jordan's got nothing but time on his hands. He's been in Congress since 2006, never had one bill passed, right? It's like a teacher who never taught a student or a carpenter who never built anything. That is who Jim Jordan is.
Yep. This headline tells you everything you need to know about the difference in the parties. Biden rules out pardoning his son, Hunter, pledges to accept the outcome of the trial, this ridiculous trial on a charge that no one would ever be charged with. And if his name wasn't Biden. And Glenn, can I just say this trial is so sad to put this family, after all they've been through this again. As anyone who had loved someone that struggled with addiction, this is just disgusting display, what they're doing, if I might.
And that's one reason I think it may not result in a guilty verdict. We could spend an hour, and I will today, on one of my Justice Matters videos, unraveling the entire Hunter Biden case. Yeah. And I'm not saying he didn't commit a crime. It looks like he lied about being a drug user or an addict. But I think jury nullification may make a showing, and I'm not celebrating or embracing it. Yeah. I don't believe in jury nullification. Yeah. I think jurors have to decide the case on the facts and the law, not on their feelings about other issues that might come into play. But we all know what it's like to struggle with addiction, have a family member or a friend, somebody close to us, struggling with addiction. And it feels like the prosecutors may be overplaying their hand here, winning sympathy for Hunter Biden. I'm not convinced it's going to be a guilty verdict.
Yep. Glenn, so much to get to real quick. Supreme Court, I don't know if I asked you this last week. Can this happen? Can the Supreme Court overturn the hush money election interference? Go ahead.
Well, here's the answer to that question is the Supreme Court can do whatever the darn Supreme Court wants to do because there is nobody above them to stop them. Can they do it legitimately? I don't believe so. But they can do it illegitimately, just the way they said an adjudicated insurrectionist can still be president, even though the Constitution says he can't. Just like they revoked women's constitutional privacy rights, just like they are sanctioning business discrimination as long as it's cloaked in religious piety, just like they're putting minorities on an uneven playing field forever by trying to kill affirmative action in higher education. They can do whatever they damn well please, and they have. So when you ask me, is there any legitimate basis for the Supreme Court to overturn Donald Trump's New York conviction? The answer is no, but they might do it anyway.
Okay, while I'm in the midst of my gastrointestinal distress, your tweet, appeals court in Georgia sets a leisurely litigation pace in Trump's RICO case. Yeah. This is the other one that just burns me up. Because Fani Willis's private life has nothing to do with the guilt of Trump or this trial. The fact that they're able to do this and slow this way is just insane to me. Please.
We need to reform our criminal justice system in lots of ways. One of the ways is if we're going to provide for endless appeals, we need to put them on not just expedited tracks, but you have, you know, 2 weeks to file, 2 weeks for argument, and 2 weeks later you will get a result from the appeals court. There's no reason this can't be done rather than letting this stuff linger endlessly. You know, let's reform our system in ways we know it needs to be reformed.
Two more real quick. Trump's attorneys asked judge to lift gag order while claiming it has done irreparable First Amendment harm. So what do you think of that? Because obviously he continues to incite violence. Do you know how many hanging threats Judge Mershon has gotten already? What is your take on that?
Yeah, I'm sure it's great consolation to the witnesses and the jurors that they could be protected against Donald Trump's violence-inducing rhetoric up until the time they delivered a verdict. And then all bets are off, and he can sick his MAGA crew on witnesses, jurors, and others. That doesn't make any sense. And I think Judge Mershon will keep the gag order in place, at least through the sentencing day.
Okay, let's end on happy news. Steve Bannon going to prison. Yay, bye-bye. However, just this headline, because I thought your head would explode. Steve Bannon wants Don Jr. at the top of the list to become Trump's next attorney general.
Mm-hmm. I assumed it was going to be Stephen Miller. I'm not joking about that. I mean, this is, he's promised to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his perceived enemies. Take him at his word. But let's finish with the good news, right? The little bit of silver lining behind the big orange dark cloud, because you got Peter Navarro in prison. You got Bannon ordered into prison. And I was in court yesterday watching that hearing. July 1st, Bannon goes to prison. Donald Trump will be sentenced to prison, in my opinion, on July 11th. That feels like accountability trending, at least in some ways.
Yep. Okay. All right. Listen, Glenn Kirshner will join us, Boston sexy liberal. And if I was a betting person, I'd say there's more sexy. I'm not, my betting limit's a buck, Glenn, but if I had to bet, I bet we'll see you with more.
Safe bet.
Love you, Glenn Kirshner. Thank you.
Love you, Steph.
Here's a better idea. Big giant blue wave, Attorney General Glenn Kirshner.
There you go.
There's a better idea. All right. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Show Pony. Show us your muscles.
Hiya.
I really don't pay much attention to your posts unless you are shirtless, and it's not hard to find a shirtless picture of you. And you know what? I'd be shirtless every day if my boobs look like yours, too.
Well, and so my boobs are bigger than yours.
Yeah. So Jody's are good, too. Jody's, I don't know if you, sometimes she wears loose shirts, but she's a spectacular rack. And she uses the plant protein like I do. You use the whey.
Whey protein.
W-H-E-Y.
Yep.
We just like saying, wah.
There we go.
Guess wah, because his muscles are wah. Great. Okay. Well, don't expect anything else from me on Fridays.
I'm
sorry. I apologize, Tony Horton. I know you almost bit the dirt. He's got shingles, but I'm just saying thank you for Power Life High Impact Protein. He's 65 now. He looks and feels amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle, even without exercise. One scoop, whey or plant protein, in your favorite beverage. Oh, dear, it's going to be one of those. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness for 30% off and a 90-day guarantee. Or you can text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy. If you're not completely satisfied, you're ready to sleep and feel better, go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the US dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times. Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Okay, it's time to cue the aviary because it's time to talk about net.
Sweet.
See what I did there? Uh-huh. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations on multiple systems on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Cash, hard money.
Yeah.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, it's useless eaters. Do you people have a lot of those? Look at all these people here that I have to feed. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because it lives in the cloud. There's no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. You got one unified business management.
Sweet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, since I insulted you, you seem less inclined to help me.
We're running up against clock.
Well, fine. Improved efficiency for bringing all your business processes into one suite. By popular demand, they've extended their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head on over to netsuite.com/Miller. netsuite.com/Miller. John Fugelsang coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a very special Friday edition. We're airing the grievances and gearing up for Crude and Dom's birthday week. You want to listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.